Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Sam Norwood is here. Sam's our good friend. Longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back for more than 13 years. Sam is one of the top financial minds of in business that I've ever met, and he has paid his dues on many levels, advising some of the biggest companies in the world and some of the most successful ones, and helping them to be successful. And he's been sharing his ideas with us for a long time, and he's here to do it again. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. Hey, Sam, when I was a pup, I worked for Sears, as you may remember. And whenever I had a big sale that I had a chance to make, if the customer wanted to know when they could take delivery, I had to find out where that product was. I worked in hard goods for Sears. I sold big ticket items. And in those days, we didn't have the connections we do now, so I had to make a phone call. A long-distance call, which meant it cost a buck and a quarter, probably. Well, I didn't have permission to spend that money. I had to ask a manager. If I asked the assistant manager, he was an operator, he would probably not permit me to spend a dollar and a quarter to make a $500 sale, because that was a dollar and a quarter expense. He's an operator. Yeah. That's the way he thought. If I asked one of the merchants... If I told them I had a $500 prospective sale, I need to spend a dollar and a quarter. The merchant says, sure, go ahead and spend the money. Let's get that sale in here, right?
Yep.
So I believe that since 2008, more of us have been operators than merchants.
It's
the way we have survived. And the way we've been able to hold ourselves together, I believe that the marketplace, especially corporate America, is now being held hostage almost by the operators. Now, nobody wants to invest. Nobody wants to take risks. Nobody wants to borrow money, that kind of thing. And so my point is, when do we know, how do we know, and what do we do about converting from being an operator where everything is an expense to becoming merchants where more things are opportunities?
That's super. That's a great way to think about it. But I think we're at an inflection point, and it's very subtle. But I believe we're at a point where, instead of thinking about how frustrating it is, how frustratingly slow this recovery is, how looking back and how tough it's been and everything, but then we notice, a few more customers. And we may think that it's, in our own business, we may think that it's sort of, we could do a little bit better, but, how much faith can we have in this? And the answer can be seen if we look at the larger picture, that we are now on in a really good place. Think about this.
You see positive signs in the economy right now?
Well, the most recent report on the gross domestic product showed a 4.2% annual rate of real growth. Now that's pretty daggum good.
Yeah.
Of course, it was negative the quarter previous to that, but that was a weather issue. Most people believe. What I'm thinking is that. Well, let's take a look at unemployment. And of course, there are controversies about these about the unemployment rate and,
right,
and so on. But let's look back at a consistent report here. In 2000, and let's look at August just for a moment for comparison. In 2010, the unemployment rate was 9.5. 2011, 9.0. 2012, 7.8. A year ago, 7.2. What is it most recently? 6.1. We're going to 6%, and that is a gauge that that indicates that our recovery is actually picking up steam. If you go to the malls here, anecdotally,
right,
you look at your own business, of course, your own statistics, and you go, well, is this really for real? Go to the mall. It's jam-packed. And you can look at it more narrowly, your own experience. You can look at it broadly from the statistics. But now's the time to start thinking about and gearing up for and preparing your business for a good period of expansion. Embrace it and go for it.
The question, it seems to me, that we should be asking ourselves is, okay, guys, let's look at this. Are we experiencing some kind of pressure on our capacity? Are customers asking us for things? Are we getting inquiries? Are we getting demands, so to speak, for our capacity, that's putting pressure on our capacity? Have we already flexed as much as we can to meet that capacity without expanding in terms of capital acquisition or buying more products or taking on more people? Where are we on that continuum? Is it time to quit being an operator and start being more of a merchant? We'll talk about that with Sam after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.